From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Federal agents fanned out across three states this morning with search warrants. They went into the suburbs of Boston, to Cherry Hill and Camden, New Jersey, and to Long Island, New York. The searches were part of the investigation into the failed car bombing in Times Square almost 2 weeks ago. Vincent LaSera lives just across the street from one of the raids in Watertown, Massachusetts.
And I heard an FBI agent scream, FBI, put your hands up. Two of the FBI agents went into the house. They brought out a suspect. He was a Middle Eastern man, and I said he was like between 25 and 40.
NPR counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston joins us now with the latest. Dina, what can you tell us about the latest developments?
Well, officials are telling NPR that the raids this morning are all about money. Money they believe they came from Pakistan and helped the main suspect in the case, Faisal Shahzad, finance the plot. What they're looking at is something called the Hawala Alternative Remittance System. Basically, it's an informal way of shifting money. And investigators have implicated various operations of this kind in this country in money laundering and terrorist financing schemes. It's perfectly legal, but it makes law enforcement worry because its record keeping is pretty lax. Basically, the way it works is this. If someone is working in the U.S., for example, wants to get money to people back home without having to use the traditional banking system, so they use the Hawala system. And it's based on personal connections. The broker charges a handling fee. They have someone in Pakistan or India or wherever that has a stack of cash there, and then they pass that along.
So this explains how the suspect could have paid for things in cash, like buying the used car that ended up in Times Square.
Exactly, even though he was unemployed. So basically, someone in Pakistan could call and say, for example, I have $500 that needs to go to Faisal Shahzad. Can you take care of that? And then the person on the other end, on this end, would take down the details and get that $500 to the right person. And there's nothing illegal about it, again, but because it doesn't keep very good records, it's a very popular way to launder money.
And this is how investigators think the Times Square plot was financed.
Well, it's a little murkier than that. Officials tell us that the main suspect in the case, this Pakistani-American, Shahzad, tipped off investigators to these places that they searched today. But it isn't at all clear whether these operations or the people behind these operations knew they were providing money for a plot. It might have been perfectly innocent.
But they did arrest a number of people today. Is that correct?
Yes, they did. Sources tell us at this point they have two people who are directly connected to Shahzad in the Boston area, and then there's a third person who was arrested in Maine. But the officials told us at this point these people are more likely to be brought up on immigration charges than terrorism ones. They are having some visa issues. They think that it's quite possible that these people provided the money to Shahzad, but they didn't necessarily know what it was for.
There's something that's curious, Dina. The main suspect, Faisal Shahzad, has yet to appear in court. Is that unusual?
Not appearing in court to answer charges for 13 days is a bit unusual. But what it's telling us is that he's clearly cooperating a good deal with investigators. Sources tell us that he's been really helpful in regard to his training, where he did it, who trained him, how the money came into this country. And those are all really important details as investigators try to piece together how this plot came to fruition.
Dina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston.